This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:15 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Top of our NFL Week 6 predictions. We all had Philly last night, so we lost that one. Jeremy, 9:30 game. Broncos versus Jets. Who you got?
The Jets are going to get their first win at some point this season. Ain't going to be there. They're going to lose. Denver wins. Denver going to win.
I got Denver in this one, too. Actually, I have Denver big. I think Denver wins big in this one.
They're favored by over a touchdown, right?
I'm not surprised. Yes, sir. Yeah, I'm going with Denver. I think Denver's a good team, and the Jets are a terrible team. So there's no way the Jets should win this game. So they probably will.
1 o'clock game, Dallas at Carolina, Ed.
I'm going with the Panthers. I just think they're better than people think. Certainly better than I thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to be the least of the NFC South, but they're not. They're actually decent. So
they were the team I thought would take a huge step forward, and after week one, I said, I'm sorry.
No, you got to let it breathe. I think it could be. I think it could still be in last place in the NFC South and still improve. I think,
definitely.
I think both could happen.
I think that's what's going to happen, actually, yeah.
But they'll improve, though. And I think part of the improvement will be beating Dallas Sunday.
Who you got?
Jeremy?
No, who you got?
I just said part of the improvement will be beating Dallas on Sunday.
Okay, but you didn't make it official. It's got to be if you guys say
it's
Carolina.
Official. Carolina wins the game.
Well, none of us are getting Christmas gifts from Rashawn. Give me the Panthers. The Panthers.
The Panthers. Arizona at Indianapolis. Jeremy.
The Indianapolis Colts win this one. Indianapolis. Thanks, man.
I don't know what's going on with Kyler Murray. Because of that, I'm going with Indianapolis. Ed.
I'm going Indy because I just think they're a good team now. I think Daniel Jones found a home. This goes to show you what, you know, if you protect a guy, what he can do. He's better than I thought, and that's a good team. I'm going with Indy.
I hope D. Mercado doesn't get another yard the rest of the year. That guy can kiss my ass.
Seattle at Jacksonville, Ed.
I'm going with the Duval County folks there. I'm going with Jacksonville. Home game, I think they're a good team now. Seattle's coming, you know.
They're banged up, too.
They're banged up, coming 4,000 miles to play Jacksonville at a 1 o'clock game. I'm going Jacksonville.
I'm going Jags all the way on this one. I think the Jags, improvement from last year, I'm not completely sold, but it's set up for them, like you said, with Seattle coming to the right side. Jeremy.
I got to say the offensive genius, and I think he's a genius, Liam Cohen, has stolen my heart. Duval. Give me Jacksonville. Yeah.
Chargers at Miami, Jeremy.
I'm taking Miami. I think they win this game as an underdog.
Ooh, what you talking about?
The Chargers. What are the Chargers? I mean, we thought they were good.
Well, I think they're
pretty banged
good.
Up too.
Yeah,
I think they're good, and I think they're good enough to beat Miami, even though they're coming from left to right.
1 o'clock
they beat
game Miami. On the East Coast, baby.
Yep. Ed. I'm going with the Chargers as well. They are very banged up. Running back, left tackle. I mean, they're just. They're hurting, but I'm still going to go with the Chargers. I just think Miami stinks.
For a squirting?
Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Edward.
I'm going with Pittsburgh as much as it pains me. I like of all the teams in our division, I hate Pittsburgh the most, but I'm going to have to go with Pittsburgh. Cleveland's traveling a long way, and Pittsburgh's been rested and prepared for this, and they're home, and it's, they hate each other, so I'm going Steelers.
Despite what Lee Sterling says, I think this game is closer than you think, but I got Pittsburgh winning
it. Well, that's how I feel. I think it's close.
Yeah, I think it's close.
I don't. I agree with what Lee said, because the more and more you look at it, the travel to London to come back to play this team, it's a rookie starting. This is his first true road game.
Yeah.
And the Steelers are coming off the bye. So this is where the Steelers have a chance to tell everybody, you don't believe in us, we're going to beat this team by two scores.
Yeah.
But their defense has to show up. I like the Steelers.
Jeremy, Indy at New Orleans. I mean, not Indy. New England at New Orleans.
Yeah, I was trying to find every reason to take New Orleans here. By the way, I think this is an absolute shootout on Sunday. But give me New England to win.
I'm taking New England as well.
New England's a better team. I'm taking the Saints just because it's a better uniform.
Oh.
Tennessee.
I'm taking New Orleans.
At Las Vegas.
Wait, Las Vegas is less bad than Tennessee. So I'm going with the Raiders.
Yeah. Yeah, this was a game of Mike.
The battle of the inept.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I take the home team, even though is Vegas really a home team advantage? Is that a home field advantage? I'm going with Vegas.
Yeah, take Mr. Wendell's sorry ass home. Vegas is going to spank Tennessee this weekend. Tennessee coming off with that first victory. And the other thing with this, too, I was looking up Jeffrey Simmons' contract stuff because he was another guy that I think would be an interesting trade piece for a team. He's got a lot of money left on that deal. So,
you know, Jeremy, I took Las Vegas over Tennessee because those are the only two teams to choose from in that game.
Yeah.
Cincinnati at Green Bay, Jeremy.
Yeah, Joe Flacco's there now, and it doesn't matter. Give me Green Bay.
Oh, my gosh. Let's go get the 40-year-old because you suck, Browning.
I tell you, I'm taking Green Bay, but if Flacco lights them up, I'm going to enjoy it a lot. There's a lot to root for a 40-year-old guy on his sixth team or whatever.
He's got weapons.
How many teams has he been on? Is it six?
Eight! Wow.
Is it eight? Jets, Denver, Jets, three AFC North teams.
I'm going Indy. Green Bay, too, by the way. Is that a record for Super Bowl MVPs?
Oh, the Eagles, that's right.
Got to be, right? That's got to be a record for Super Bowl MVPs. It has to be. Eight teams. Ed, San Fran at Tampa.
I'm going to ride with the Buccaneers. They're playing at home. They've been playing well, and Baker has been winning from behind. So I'm going with the Bucs.
Come on,
I'm going Bucs too.
You guys are going with the Bucs?
I'm going Bucs too.
It's unbelievable. San Fran's got 10 days rest, and they're coming off a huge win. I'll take Tampa Bay.
All right. Whoa. What about Detroit, Jeremy, at Kansas City?
So let me lay it out for you. Lee was kind of talking about it. Detroit. Revenge game here for Kansas City after getting knocked off in week one last year. Detroit's starting cornerbacks are all banged up. It's back-to-back road games for Detroit. Chris Jones deleted his Twitter because everybody was making fun of him for that effort on that Jacksonville play. Remember I told you, he just stood there.
Yeah.
He deleted his social media because he got so angry at fans that were sending him messages. He shows up big. I think he's the reason they win that game. Kansas City wins. I think they win by a touchdown.
I got Kansas City beating Detroit also. I agree with you. A little bit of a wake-up call for them, that primetime game like that. Ed Norris.
I'm going with the Lions. On the road, as slight underdogs, I just think they're a better football team.
And you just like their den.
They do like the Lions' den. It's the best. But I'm going with the Lions.
Los Angeles Rams at the Baltimore Ravens. Ed Norris, give me a winner and a score.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I don't know what the hell is going to happen here, but I'm going to go Los Angeles, unfortunately, by a big margin. I'm going to go 30-17 Rams.
30-17?
Yep.
I'm similar to that. I'm going Rams 31-20.
I'm going to be the only guy. I'm going to do it. I'm going to send it. It's a full send here. Doesn't make any sense. You look at that, you go, okay, why wouldn't they kick their ass? Everything's going to their advantage. Extra days, all this stuff. It's the reverse lock. It's like when Tarik Skubal's pitching against Joe Blow, and Joe Blow comes out and has the game of his life.
Right.
Yeah, he got drafted in the seventh round, that Blow kid. So I'm taking the Ravens, 24-23.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.